Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirei Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the 30th and last topic of Parshas Kedoshim, which will tell us about the Oinshim, the punishments of the Arayos told to us at the end of Parshas Achremois. By the Aliyah of Shishi or Shvi, when Achremois Kedoshim are connected, Perek Chof, Posuk Ches. Before we begin, I'll ask you to pause this recording and get that piece of paper that you wrote at the end of Parshas Achremois with the 19 Arayos and the 7744 code to remember the 22 Arayos. Just in case you lost that piece of paper, get another pen and paper and let's write it down again. The order of the Arayos over there, I don't understand why the Torah chose this order, but this is what the order the Torah chose. Elva number one, Eshes Av, your father's wife. Elva number two, Imoi, your mother. Elva number three, Achoiso, your sister. Elva number four and five, Bas Binoi and Bas Bitoi, the two types of granddaughters, your son's daughter and your daughter's daughter. Elva number six, although it's not explicit over there, Rashi says we learn it now from a Kal Vachomer and a Gzira Shavo, and that is the Elva of Bitoi, your daughter. Number seven and eight, Achois Oviv and Achois Imoi, your father's sister and your mother's sister. Erva number nine, Eshe Sachi Oviv, your father's brother's wife. Erva number 10, Kalosho, your daughter-in-law. Erva number 11, Eshes Ochiv, your brother's wife. Erva number 12, Bas Ishtoi, your wife's daughter. 13 and 14, your wife's two types of granddaughters, Bas Bino and Bas Bito, her son's daughter and her daughter's daughter. And Erva number 15, Achois Ishtoi, your wife's sister. Atkan the 15 Arayas that have to do with their being related to you. The last four Arayas are non-related Arayas. Number 16, Enido, 17, Eshes Ish, 18, Ezocho, 19, Ebehemo. And the 7744 code, the first seven are blood relatives. And they are Bitoi, Bas Benoi, Achoisoi, Achois Oviv, Achois Imoi, and Imoi. And then you have the seven relatives of your wife, Bito, Bas Beno, Achoiso, namely Achois Ishtoi. And the last three, the Torah doesn't list at the end of, in Parshas Achremois, but the first Mishnah in Yevamos lists them separately. The reason the Torah doesn't list it separately, because it's included in Bito Bas Beno, and they are Chamoisoi, your mother-in-law, Eim Chamoisoi, and Eim Chomiv, your wife's two grandmothers. It's included in Bito Bas Beno, because it makes no difference what the direction you're going, whether you're going generations down or generations up, it's all included in the same Isser. Those are the seven relatives of your wife. Then we have the four Ashes, the four wives of your relatives. And they are Ashes Benoi, your son's wife, Ashes Achiv, your brother's wife, Ashes Oviv, your father's wife, and Ashes Achiyoviv, your father's brother's wife. And then we have the last four, the non-related Arayas, Nido, Ashesish, Zoho, and Behemo. Now that we have that down on a piece of paper, as we go through the Arayas in our Parsha, I want you to write them down, what they are and what their punishments are, and then we can compare and see which ones did the Torah not repeat over here and wonder why not. Secondly, notice the order. The Torah changes the order of the Arayas from Achremois to our Parsha. I don't have an answer to all these questions, but the first step to an answer is noticing the differences. I'll let you know in advance. Over here, the Torah will only tell us 13 of the 19 Arayas that it did in Parshas Achremois. And let us begin with Siyata Dishmaya Posuk Ches. Ushmaltem es chukoisai vasisem oiso mani adoinoi mikadishchem. Guard my chukim and do them. I am Hashem who has sanctified you. Ki ish ish asher yekalei lesoviv ves imoi mois yumos. Any man who curses his father or his mother will be put to death. What type of misa? Rashi will tell us. The words "dom of boy" is a code word for skila. The repetition of the Torah "avi v'imay kilel" is be marbe. Even if you curse them after they're dead, you're still chayev misa. Unlike cursing a regular yid, Rashi told us above by loisek kalel cheresh that there is no iser to curse a yid after that yid is dead, but by a parent it's different. Says Rashi, "avi v'imay kilel rabois la'achal miso." Dom of boy zu skila. V'chein kol mokoyim shenema dmehem bom is a code word for skila. Where do we learn it out from? V'lamadnu me'oivi doini shenema bohem, the very last pasuk of our parsha. It says, bo'even yirgemu oisam dmehem bom. Bo'even yirgemu oisam, that's skila. And then it tells you dmehem bom to teach us. Whenever it has these words, dmehem bom or dom of boy, it's a code word for skila. That's the drash. What is the pashup shot in the words "dom of boy"? Upshuto shel mikra k'moy domoy beroishoy. It's his own fault that he was put to death. Ein nenash al misosoy elohu shehu goram le'at m'shiyahorig. He caused himself to die. What is this pasuk tes regarding kilas of the aim doing over here in the middle of the parsha of Arayos? We're starting off the parsha of Arayos. I don't know. Posigud, now we start the Arayos. Ilva number one, ve'ish, ashayin afes eishes ish, ashayin afes eishes re'ehu, mois yumas hanoyev v'anoy ofes. And a man who commits adultery with someone else's wife, both the man and the woman will be chayav misa. And what is the misa? Rashi tells us, whenever it says the words mois yumas, without the addition of Dom of Boy, and without specifying any other Misa, Seifa, or a Saif, it's referring to Chenek. Stam Mois Yumas in the Torah is Chenek, strangling. Says Rashi, V'ish, Prat Lekoton, a Koton that's Mizan is not Chayev Misa. Ashayinaf es Eishes Ish, Prat Leishes Koton. If you're a Mizane with a wife of a Koton, you're also not Chayev Misa, because she's not his wife. There is no concept of a koton being mekadesh, and therefore she's not an eshesish. What type of eshesish are you chayev? Only if she's married to a yid, not if she's married to a goy. Where do we learn it out from? Your friend is referring to a yid. Prat leishes goy. This teaches us shein kiddushin legoy. There is no concept of kiddushin of a marriage by a goy regarding a yid be mizana with his wife. Mois yumas hanoyev v'anoy ofes kol miso hamura b'toiro stam einoy elo chenek. Stam misa is chenek. That was the first erva. Erva number two, posuk yud aleph. Ve'ish asho yishkaves eishe soviv erva soviv gilo. Mois yumas ushnehem edmehem bom. If somebody was mezana with his father's wife, that is a disgrace of his father. And both of them, both the man and the mezana and the woman, will be put to death by skila. The mehem bom is a code word for skila, as Rashi told us before. Erva number three, posuk yud beis. Ve'ish asho yishkaves kalosoi mois yumesu shnehem tevelosu de mehem bom. If somebody was mezana with his daughter-in-law, both of them should be put to death by skila, the mehem bom. Tevel osu, Rashi has two pshotim. Either it means something disgraceful, something disgusting, or the word tevel means a mixture. He is mixing the zera and of the father and the son in his daughter-in-law. Says Rashi, tevel osu gnai. Loshnacher mevalbelin zera ha'av bezera abein. On to erva number four, posuk yud gimel. Ve'ish asher yishkav ezachor mishkevei isha toyevosu shnehem mois yumosu dmehem bom. And if somebody sleeps with a zochor as one sleeps with a woman, tashmish hamito, toyevosu shnehem, it's a disgusting abomination that they both did, and both men should be put to death by skila. Says Rashi, mishkevei isha. Machnis kemikhoil bishviferes, that is a loshen nekiya for tashmish hamito. A mikhoil is an eyeliner that you stick into the tube to get the eyeliner out. Posuk yudaled, erva number 5 and 6. ואיש אשר ייקח איז אישו וזימו, זימו היא בו איש, ישרפו איסוי וזהן, ולא יסיהיה זימו בסויכיכם.
The simple translation of the pasuk would seem to be, if a man marries a woman, and then he's mezana with her mother, that is a zimohi. It is a bad idea. Itzas chetin, an idea of choitim. And therefore, bo'esh yisrefu oisoy veshen. They're a chayev sreifa. Sreifa in the Torah does not mean to burn them. Rather, you pour molten lead down their throat, and that's how they die. And who has to be given sreifa oisoy, the man, veshen, and them, both the woman mentioned above, his wife and her mother.
There should not be zima among you.
But that is a problematic way of reading the pasuk. As Rashi points out, what did the wife do wrong to be chayev misa? He married a wife, and then he was mezana with her mother. Why is the wife chayev misa? Rashi has two solutions to this problem. Solution number one, that the word isha ve'ima is not his wife and her mother. The wife is not mentioned in the pasuk at all. Rather, isha is the mother of the wife, and ima is her mother, namely the grandmother of the wife. Both of them are aser, and therefore both the man and both women will be chayev sreifa. That's Rashi's first pshat. Rashi has a second pshat, that really isha is referring to his wife, and ima is his wife's mother, and the word eshen does not mean both of them. It means one of them, namely the mother. Either way, you see over here in Parshas Kedoshim, we're referring to the same Isser that we spoke about in Parshas Achrei Mois of Isha Ubito, Ubas Bito. Over there we went generations downwards, and over here we're going generations upwards because it's the same Isser.
Says Rashi, Posuk Yudaled Yisrefu Isoy Veshen.
You can't possibly say that his original wife should be put to death by Sreifa. There was nothing wrong with that marriage. She doesn't become Osir to him. I'm not sure why Rashi needed those three words for our topic. It's a true fact, but I'm not sure why it's relevant to what Rashi is saying over here.
Both woman and mother, both of them are usher to him.
The word nos over here is lavdavko. He didn't marry them. He was mezana with them. He was mezana with his mother-in-law and her mother. That's pshat number one of Rashi in the pasuk. Pshat number two,
really the isha is his wife and the ima is his mother-in-law.
Umahu eshen, so why is he burning both of them? The answer is, eshen does not mean both of them. It means, es achas mihen. The loshen yevoniu, hein achas. In Greek, the word hein means one.
Adkan, erva number 5 and 6, at least according to the first pshat of Rashi.
On to erva number 7, in psukim tezvov and tezayin, behema. Ve'ish asher yitein shechovtoi bivehema mois yumos.
If somebody was mezana with a behema, both he and the animal are chayev misa.
And the next posuk to Zion tells us the misa we're talking about is skila, both for the man and for the animal. Posuk to Zion talks about a woman being mezana with an animal, they're also both the woman and the animal will be chayev misa of skila. The question is, the man and the woman are chayev misa, that one of the arayos is behema. What did the behema do wrong? It had no bechira, it didn't choose to do an avera.
And for Rashi,
why is the animal being put to death?
Elo, the answer is, mipnei shebo le'odom takolo al yodo.
Because a human being, man or woman, stumbled with an avera with this animal,
therefore the Torah says you got to kill the animal with skila.
Surely, if a human being caused someone else to do an avera, he should be punished. A human being knows how to differentiate between good and bad. Surely will be punished. We find a similar concept, similar drasha elsewhere. Abeit, Parshas El A. It says, Abeit Abadunas Kol HaMekoyim, Moise Asher Ovdu Shamagoyim. When we come to Eretz Yisrael, we're required to destroy all the places that the Goyim were over Avodah Zorah. What did the Avodah Zorah do wrong? What did the tree do wrong that some Goy worshipped it? The answer is, Arei Dvorim Kal V'Choymer. Uma Ilo Noishen Roin Vein Shoymer. A tree doesn't see and doesn't hear. But why is it chopped down? And why is it burnt? Why is it destroyed? Al Shebos Takolo Al Yodom Omro Toiro Hashcheis Soif V'Kalei. Because a human being was nichshal with this tree, with Avodah Zorah, the Torah says, destroy it, burn it, obliterate it. Hamates chaviru miderech chaim ledarche miso. Somebody who tilts his friend from the way of life to the way of death, he pulls him off the derech. He's machshem lemen aveiro, alachas kamo vakamo, surely will be punished. Ad kan erva number 7, behemo. Ad kan 7 out of 13 arayos that the Torah mentions in Parashas Kedoshim, all these 7 are chayev mises bezdin. Eishes ish is bechenek, eishes oviv and eishes benoi is beskila, eizochor and behema is beskila, and chamoisoi and eim chamoisoi is besreifo. There are 5 arayos mentioned in Parashas Achrei Mois that are also chayev mises bezdin, but the Torah does not list it over here. Mefurish, Chazal learned out of drushes. And they are Bitoi, Bas Bitoi, and Bas Benoi, his own daughter, and his 2 types of granddaughters. Not necessarily, is it his wife's daughter and a granddaughter. It could be Bitoi Manu Sosoi. All those 3 are Chayv Sreifa. And Bas Beno, which we mentioned above, which would be the equivalent in our parasha of Eim Chomiv. Bas Beno is generations down, and Eim Chomiv, his father-in-law's mother, is generations up. That the Torah did not mention over here. That also is Chayv Sreifa. And Imoi, his mother is Chayv Skila. That is the 5th one not mentioned over here, Mefurish. The next 6 arayos, from number 8 through 13, are all going to be Chayve Krisus, which is going to be questionable. Why does the Torah have to repeat the Chayve Krisus? At the end of Parshas Achrei Mois, the Torah told us already that all the arayos are Chayve Koris. The arayos that are Chayve Mises Bezdin, I understand the Torah has to tell us that if there's Edim and Asra, not only is there Koris, Edim and Asra will give you Mises Bezdin. But from here on, the arayos we're about to see are only Chayve Koris. There is no Mises Bezdin. Why does the Torah repeat it after it said it already, all the arayos of Chayv Kores at the end of Parshas Achrei Mois? Rashi will deal with this question by 5 out of 6 of the arayos we're about to see. Erva number 8, Achoisoi in Posuk Yud Zayin, Veishasho yikach es Achoisoi basoviv oy vasimoi. Vero eser voso, vihisire eser voso chesed hu, venichresu leinei bneamo mervas achoiso gilo avoino iso. And if a person is mezana with his sister, even if she's a half sister, they share a father or they share a mother, and he's mezana with her, chesed hu. This is disgusting, it's a disgrace. And they are chayv kores, because he was megale ervas achoisoi, he is chayv kores. Says Rashi, chesedu, loshon arami chelpo, a disgrace, chisuda. That's the pshat. Umedroshoi, im toimar kain nosa achoisoi. Why does the Torah ask her to marry your sister, Kain? He married his sister. The answer is, because she was the only woman around to marry. Chesed osa amoko im liv noisei loma imimenu. Shenemar oilom chesed ibone. The only way to continue the world from those 2 people was Kain to marry his sister. That was a necessary chesed to be done. Masha'enkein, l'doyrois, achoisoi is osu. So as I mentioned, kores ba'achoisoi is not necessary for the Torah to write it. We know it already from the general kores ba'ol arayis in Parshas Achrei Mois. Rashi does not deal with the question over here by Achoisoi, I don't know why, but that is the sugya on Makos Daf Yud Dalid, Kores by Achoisoi, what is he coming to teach me? Ein Shom. On to Elva number 9, Nido. Pasuk Yud Ches, Ve'ish, Asho Yishka, Ves Isho, Novo, Ve'gilo Es Elva So, Es Mekoiro, Hero, Ve'hi, Gile So, Es Mekoiro, Domeho, And if a person sleeps with an isha nido, he had tashmish hamita with her es mekoiro, the source, referring to the womb, the source of all life. He uncovered the opening of that womb, namely her elva, and she uncovered mekoiro domeo, where her dam comes from. He was mezana with her. Both of them will be chayiv kores. Says Rashi. The word hero means gilo, to uncover. The chin koloshen ervo means giluihu, to uncover. The avov yirid is betevo l'shem dovo. Sometimes you lose the vav when it turns into a noun. Kamo yizavo, migizras v'lekom v'loizo. V'chin achvo, migizras och. That is the pshat in the word hero, to uncover. Now Rashi makes a drosho out of the word hero. Hero could also mean ha'aro'o. Ha'aro'o means a tchilas bio. And that is going to be the chiddush. Why did the Torah tell us nid over here? It's chayv koretz. That's included in the koretz at the end of Parshas Achrei Mois. The chiddush is, the Torah is telling you that you're chayv even if you did not do a complete tashmish amito. Rather, only a tchilas bio. You only started. What is the definition of a start of a bio in order to be chayv koretz? Yes, Imrim Nishikas Shamosh. As soon as the Eiver Abris of the man touches the erva of the woman, that already is considered Ha'aro Tchilas Bia, and they will be Chayiv Kores. Yes, Imrim, that's not enough. Rather, Zuachnosas Atoro. Atoro is the top tip of the Eiver Abris of a man, the part that we cut off the Ola that's covering the Atoro by a bris. As soon as that enters the elva of the woman, only then is it called tchilas bia to be chayiv kores. Al kulponim, that is the chiddush why the Torah wrote nida over here, to teach it to me that you're chayiv for ha'aro. Once we know by nida, Chazal learned out to all arayos are chayiv kores or misas bezdin as soon as the ha'aro tchilas bia was done. On to elva number 10 and 11. In posuk yutes ve'ervas achoyis imecho v'achoyis avicho lo yisegalei ki es sheiroi hero avoinom yisou. And if somebody, you may not be megala ervo, you may not be mezana with your mother's sister or your father's sister. Here there's an added chiddush. The Torah is telling you, repeating the iser, which we know already from Parashas Achrei Mois. Why does it repeat the Isser? So Rashi tells us, it's coming to teach us, that even if this, your mother's sister or your father's sister, is only a half-sister from their father or from their mother, either way, it's an Isser of the Arayas. Says Rashi, Ve'alvas achoyis imcho, shono akosu ve'azarozon, that they repeated the Isser. Lo'imar shu zaraleyen bein al achoyis oviv ve'imoy min ho'av. There's the sisters from the father. Bein alach yisein minoim. Avol ervas eish es achi oviv. Which we're about to see. Erva number 12. Your father's brother's wife. That type of aunt. Lo yuhuzar elo al eish es achi oviv minoav. That's only if it's your father's brother from their father. That they share a father. So that's the chiddush of posuk yutes. Telling me that achoyis imoy and achoyis oviv, no matter which, how they're a sister, from their father or from their mother. On to elva number 12, in posuk chof. Ve'ish asher yishkav es doidoso yavaz doidoy gilo, chitom yisou aririm yomusu. If somebody was mezana with his aunt means his father's brother's wife. That is a disgrace of his uncle, his father's brother. And they are going to be chayiv kores, and the Torah defines kores over here. Besides they themselves dying, also they will die without any children. And if they have children, their children will die. Pasuk Chof Aleph, we'll read it together because Rashi puts it together. Elva number 13, the last Elva on our list, Eishes Ach. Ve'ish asher yikach es Eishes Ochiv, nidohi ervas Ochiv gilo aririm yihiyu. If a person is bezana with his brother's wife, that znus is a nido. Nido means it's menude, it's excommunicated, mechutz lamachane, something that should not be done. That is as if he was megala the erva of his brother, the disgrace of his brother. And they too will be chayim kores. And once again, the Torah tells us, definition of kores, aririm yihiyu. And Rashi will tell us, that is the chiddush of ervas, eishes achi oviv, and eishes ochiv. These two arayas, posik chof and chof aleph. Why does the Torah repeat it? It's chayim kores. We know that kores from the end of Parshas Achrei Mois. And for Rashi, asher yishka ves doidosoi, amikro hazeh bo lelamed, al kores omu lemalo, the kores that you know about already. That's not the chiddush. The definition of kores is shu be'oinesh halichas ariri. It includes the children also. There are two types of including the children. The word ariri means ketargumoi beloi vlad, without children. V'dugmaloi, when Avram told Hashem, v'onoichi yohilech ariri, before he had children, before he had Yitzchok Avin. Yesh loy bonim koivron. That's what Aririm Yomusa means. If he has children, they will die. Ein loy bonim, if he has no children, meis beloy bonim. That's Aririm Yihiyu in Posuk Chof Aleph. Lekach shono b'shnei mikrois elu Aririm Yomusu and Aririm Yihiyu. Aririm Yomusu im Yihiyu loy b'shas aveiro. If he had children at the time of the aveiro, lo Yihiyu loy k'shi yomus. He will not have them anymore when he dies. They will die. His whole life will be without children. He will not have any children. Posuk Chof Aleph, says Rashi, Nido, he. This Nido over here has nothing to do with the Isser Nido. Rather, Hashchiva Azoyt Menudo hi Umeuso. It's Menude, Mechutz Lamachane. It doesn't belong and it's disgusting. Rabbi Seinu Darshan, that it does have to do with the Easter Nido. How so? Le'esir ha'aro bo kenido, she'aro mefureshes bo. We saw above that the chiddush of Nido is that even ha'aro, which is tchilas bia, even if you did not complete the bia, you're going to be chayiv kores. Nido, he over here is telling us, not only by Nido, also by Eishesach, is going to be, and also by all arayos, will be chayev for ha'aro, which is tchilas bio. We saw by Nida the word that's mekoiro he'ero, Rashi darshened ha'aro'o. Ad kan, the 13 arayos that the Torah listed in Parshas Kedoshim. The first 7 are chayev and Mrs. Bezdin. The last 6 are chayev and Krisus, and we explained, Rashi explained by most of them, why the Torah had to repeat, even though it says already they're Krisus at the end of Parshas Achimois. The only one not listed over here is Achois Ishtoi, which is also Chayev Kores. But there was no Chiddush. Therefore, the Torah doesn't repeat it. It's under the general Kores we saw at the end of Parshas Achrimois. As far as the order of Arayos, which is a completely different order that we saw in Parshas Achrimois, I don't have the details of the exact order, but the general order I do see that the Chayev and Mises Bezdin were put first, the first 7, and only then follow the Chayve Krisus. Posuk Chof Beis, Ushmartem es kol chukoisai, ves kol mishpotai, vasisem oisom, velo isoki eschem haoretz, asher ani mevi eschem, shomo lo sheves bo. Guard my chukim and my mishpotim. Chukim are mitzvahs that we don't understand the reason. Mishpotim are mitzvahs that we do understand. And you should do them. In order that the land, Eretz Yisrael, that I am bringing you to, should not spit you out. Posuk Chof Gimel, v'lo yinsein l'chu mechukoyis ha'goy, asher ani meshalech mipneichem, ki es kol eile osu v'okutz bom. Do not follow the mannerisms and the way the goyim that I'm sending sending them out from Eretz Yisrael in front of you. Don't do what they do, because this is what they do, arayos, and therefore I was disgusted with them. V'okutz bom, says Rashi, loshen mius. Kamu katzti v'chayai, what Rivka tells Yitzchok. Ki odom shu kotz b'mezoyna, somebody that's disgusted with the food in front of him.
Pozuk chav dalet v'imah lochem atem tirshu es admosom v'ani etinenu lochem loresh es iso erez ovaz cholov u'dvosh ani adoino yeloheichem asher ivdalti eschem min ho'amim.
And I told you that you will inherit their land. I will give it to you as an inheritance, a wonderful land, flowing milk and honey. I am Hashem, who have separated you from the other nations. And therefore,
Vivdaltem bein habehimo hatoiro latmeo vein hoif hatome latohoir, vloise shaktuet navshoisechem bahabehimo uva oif, uva choila shotirmois ho adomo asharif daltilochem letamei.
Now we're going back to the Isuri Achila, Parsha Shmini. And you should separate between the kosher animals and the non-kosher animals, the non-kosher birds and the kosher birds. Rashi will tell us it's not referring to literally the kosher birds and animals versus the not. That's obvious. You could tell a difference between kosher and not kosher. Rashi will tell us what the chiddush over here is. And do not disgust your neshamois, your nefesh, by eating non-kosher animals and birds and all the creepy crawlies that crawl the earth, that I have separated from you in order not to be metame your neshamo.
Says Rashi, Vivdaltem bein abehim atoiro latmeo. Ein soch loima bein poro lechamoil.
A cow and a donkey, that's obvious. Sharim uvdolim in a kovimim. You don't have to separate.
Elo bein toiro lecho, letmeo lecho. Bein shenishchat rubei shel simon lenishchat chetzioi.
Differentiate. Did you shecht 51% of the simonim versus 50%?
Vekamo bein rubei lechetzioi, meloi saro, a hairline.
That's what makes it from an avela into shchuta, that you're allowed to eat. Separate between those two.
Sharif daltulchem letamei, this is not referring to the tumor of mago and masa, rather, le'esuyo, the iser. Isurim or metame are neshama.
Posuk chovo, vevihi semli kedoshim ki kodosh, ani adoinoi, vavdi leschem min ho'amim, lihiyois li. And I want you to be a holy nation for me, because I am holy. And therefore I have separated you from the nations in order to be my nation. But only if you act that way, then you will be my nation.
Says Rashi, v'avdi leschemino am lihiyois li, im atem uvdoli mehem.
If you separate yourselves from macholois asurois, then arei atem sheli. If you separate yourselves from the goyim, by not eating the macholos asurois and by not being nichshal anarayis, then you're mine.
Vim lav arei atem shel Nebuchadnezzar v'chaveirov,
I'll give you over to the Nebuchadnezzar and his friends to oppress you.
Rab lo zo benazai oim, aminayin shelo yemar odom nafshi, kotzo bebesar chazir,
iefshi lilboish kilayim. A person should not say chazir is disgusting and kilayim is uncomfortable to wear.
Avol yoimar efshi, it's wonderful. Chazir tastes great. Kilayim, I would love to wear it.
Umaese va'ovi shebashamayim gozar olai.
Hashem told me not to wear it.
How do I know that that should be the reason we keep the mitzvahs?
Tamud lo imavu avdi leschem ino amim lihiyois li.
Sheti avdolaschem mehem lishmi.
Separate yourselves from the aveiros that the goyim do for my sake.
Poiresh min aveiro mekabel olov oil malchus shamayim.
The yoke of heaven, not because it disgusts you personally.
Posuk of Zion, ve'ish o isho, ki yihye vohem oi voyid oini mois yumosu, bo even yirgemu oisom, demehem bom.
And a man or a woman who commits these black magics, kishuf, of oi vid oini, oi is when you get the dead, you raise their neshama and they talk to you from your armpit, yid oini, you take a bone of an animal called yodua, put it in your mouth and it starts talking. Anybody who does this was gnechayv misa, misas skila.
Here it says mafurash bo even yirgemu oisam.
This is the pasuk Rashi quoted before dmeihem bom, to teach us all over. Whenever it says dmeihem bom, is going to be skila.
Says Rashi ki yebem oiv kan nemar bo misa ulamalo kores.
Above in pasuk vov we saw that oiv doin is chayv kores. Over here it's chayv skila stira.
And for Rashi. Eidim v'asro b'skila.
That's our pasuk.
Mezid b'lo asro b'kores. That's going to be chayv kores.
V'shigigosom is going to be chatos.
V'chein b'chol chayv misois. Shenemar bohem kores.
But
By all Chayve Mises Bezdin, that it says Kores, Lamoshul, all the Arayas, when will it be Misa, when will it be Kores? If it's Eidim Vasroe, then it's going to be Misa. And if it's without Eidim Vasroe, then it's going to be Kores, and Meshoigeg, it's going to be Echatos. I'd like to end off with another way to summarize the 22 Arayos in the categories of their Misois. Category number 1, in Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalid, Elohein HaNiskolim, there are 5 Arayos that are Chayev Skilo. Habo Aloeim, Val Ishes Av, Val Akalo, that's a daughter-in-law, Val Azochu, Val Abehemo. Those are the 5 Chayev Skilo. And we have 9 Chayev Sreifo, Sanhedrin Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, Veiloein HaNisrofin. The general category is Habo Al Isho Ubito. But that Isho Ubito, says the Mishnah, Yesh Bechlal Isho Ubito, 9 Arayas, Bitoi, Bas Bitoi, Ubas Benoi, Bas Ishtoi, Bas Bito, and Bas Beno, Chamoisoi, Veim Chamoisoi, Veim Chomiv. And the last 7 Arayos, sorry, then there's one more, Eishes Ish, is Chayv Chenek, that appears in the Mishnah in the 11th Perek in Sanhedrin, Eloin HaNechnokin, Habo Al Eishes Ish, and the 7 Arayos that are Chayv Kores only without Misas Bezdin, they appear in the first Mishnah and the 3rd Perek of Masech Tamakos, Ve'eloin Aloikin, over there the topic is Malkus, but Mavur on the Gemara that these are Chayv Kores, Ve'ei Abo Alachoisoi, Ve'alachois Oviv, Ve'alachois Imoi, Ve'alachois Ishtoi, those are easy, the 4 Achoisois, and Eishes Ochiv, Eishes Achi Oviv, and Anido, the 7 that are Chayv Kores only, and not Mrs. Bezdin. Keep in mind, all Arayas are Chayv Kores, as we saw at the end of Parshas Achrimois. If there is no Eidim Vasroeh, they're all going to be Chayv Kores. Certain Arayos have an additional Mrs. Bezdin in the case that there was Eidim and Asroeh.